This week we're reporting on immigration, as seen through the kitchen of your local Chinese restaurant. Yesterday we reported on the system that brings Chinese restaurant workers to the United States and employs them across the country. They work long hours for low pay, which is one reason that Chinese food is so cheap. Now in our second report, NPR's Margot Adler looks at a strike at one restaurant and how it is affecting workers in the community.
Minimum wage in New York City is $7.15 an hour. Food service workers who get tips get around $4.80 an hour, but it doesn't always work like that. Over the last month, delivery workers have been picketing the Saigon Grill, which, despite its name, hires mostly Chinese workers. The delivery workers, almost all from Fujian province, say they were locked out after protesting pay of $1.60 an hour, well below the minimum wage. In response, the restaurant suspended deliveries. There's a lawsuit pending. Demonstrators picket during dinner hours at the grill's two restaurants several times a week. Chun Xun Yi worked at the Saigon Grill for 6 years, starting when he was 18. Strike organizer Josephine Lee translates.
The boss only gave me $1.60. And I worked more than 70 hours a week.
Chun also says delivery workers were fined for slamming the door or for not punching an order quickly into the computer.
So, and if we were delivering an order and the customer, hadn't received the order and they called in to the restaurant to complain, then we had to pay $200.
Before the strike, on a typical Saturday night, there were lines outside the door at the Saigon Grill. But now on nights when there are demonstrations, the crowd is smaller. Simon Yet is the owner of the grill. He's from Cambodia. He tells me he doesn't want to talk specifics because there is a lawsuit. About the charges, he will only say,
nothing is true. Nothing is true.
Because they say, for example, that you only paid them $1.60 an hour, and tips.
Nothing is true.
But when we sit down in his spacious restaurant on a weekday afternoon, for the first 15 minutes, what he says over and over is this.
I understand about the difficultiness of every single person. I am a good human being. You can ask my employee. Everyone in here.
But then he gets angry. He says the delivery workers only work 7.5 hours a day, not 12 hours a day.
3-4 hours at the lunchtime, 4 hours at the dinner time delivery. The delivery worker doesn't do anything in between, you know what I mean?
Over the last few years, strikers have won wage increases at several restaurants in Chinatown, and other popular restaurants have been targeted. Josephine Lee of the Chinese Staff and Workers Association is outside the Saigon Grill on the picket line.
There's been a number of people who have written letters or emails to the boss, but the boss is still very resistant.
I see that some people are walking in and people are being booed. What are you doing here?
I used to support this restaurant. I'm not coming here anymore.
Don Rathborn lives in the neighborhood. Others in the community are divided. They get tips, says one woman coming out of the restaurant. And another woman says she's heartbroken. She drove 3 hours to get here, she says, but she doesn't go in. So far in this struggle, no side is giving in. But the effort to organize Chinese restaurant workers is spreading. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.